This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Haryana tomorrow on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti. He will travel to Hisar in the morning and flag off commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting. Thereafter, Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects in Yamunanagar and address the gathering on the occasion. Boosting power infrastructure in the region, along with the vision of electricity reaching the last mile, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of 800 megawatt modern thermal power unit of Deen Bandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant at Yamunanagar. Taking forward the vision of Gobardhan scheme, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a compressed biogas plant in Mukarrapur in Yamunanagar. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the 14.4-kilometer Rewari bypass project worth around 1,070 crore rupees under the Bharatmala Pariyojana. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Bhopal today to attend a program organized by the Madhya Pradesh government. It will also be attended by the representatives of all key stakeholders involved in milk and dairy products. On this occasion, Madhya Pradesh government will take a significant move for the state's dairy industry with signing a collaborative agreement among others. The decision for the collaborative agreement was announced recently by Chief Minister Mohan Yadav, saying that this will pivotal role, this step would be a pivotal for enhancing milk producers' income and boosting milk production in the region. In view of the violence reported in Murshidabad district in West Bengal, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a video conference with Chief Secretary and DGP of the state yesterday. The West Bengal DGP briefed that the situation is tense but under control and is being monitored closely. He further said that more than 150 persons have been arrested and he is taking the assistance of BSF posted locally. Meanwhile, Union Home Secretary said that apart from nearly 300 BSF personnel locally available in Murshidabad, additional 5 companies have been deployed at the request of the state government. He further advised the state administration to keep a close watch on other sensitive districts also and to put in place adequate steps to ensure normalcy at the earliest. Mr. Mohan said that the centre is closely monitoring the situation and assured the state all possible assistance, including deployment of additional manpower if necessary. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall in Assam and Meghalaya today. The IMD has also predicted thunderstorms along with dust, gusty winds and lightning over Kerala, Mahi, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema and Telangana. More from our correspondent.
The weather department predicted thunderstorms with lightning over south interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, coastal and north interior Karnataka. The IMD added that thunderstorms with gusty winds are likely to prevail over Jharkhand, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. Similar conditions are expected over east and northeast India over the next 2 to 3 days. Further, the IMD predicted heat wave conditions at isolated places over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam. The IMD added that heat wave conditions are likely to prevail in west and east Rajasthan, West Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Punjab and Haryana from the 14th to 18th of this month. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India's foreign exchange reserves surged by $10.8 billion, reaching over $676.2 billion in the week ending April 4, according to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India. During the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by over $9.07 billion to over $574 billion. Gold reserves increased by over $1.56 billion, totaling $79.36 billion. In archery, the Indian duo of Jyoti Surekha Vennam and Rishabh Yadav clinched the gold medal in the compound mixed team event at the World Cup Stage 1 in Florida, USA. The pair edged past their Chinese Taipei opponents Huang Yizhu and Chen Shilun 153-151 in a thrilling final last night. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Punjab Kings by 8 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.